Talks Radio.
720 WGN.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Hawk
Chicago
Opedia.
We may get a fracas here before it all ends.
A what?
Hawkopedia, sponsored by the official deodorizer of the Chicago Blackhawks, Freshwave. Remember Freshwave's slogan, we can fix any stink except the way the Blues played in the second period on Saturday night. Nobody could fix that. Ha-ha! That's actually part of the slogan, that last ha-ha.
Is that the John Weideman ha-ha?
Yeah, well, as close as I could get.
Yeah.
What's the topic today?
Game 7, Steve.
Oh, that seems right. Here's Dave.
Nothing quite like it in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and the Blackhawks and Blues get to experience it tonight. This will be the 14th Game 7 in Blackhawks history, their fifth since 2011. That year, they lost in overtime in Vancouver after they had rallied from a 3-0 deficit to tie the series. In 2013, you remember, they beat Detroit in overtime at the United Center to win a series in which they had trailed 3-1 for the first time in franchise history.
Wasn't that a Brent Seabrook cannon?
Yes, it was. Just the 25th team to do it after a Nicklas Hjalmarsson goal had been disallowed, if you remember, with just a couple of minutes to go. 2014, they lost to L.A. in overtime at the United Center in the Western Conference Final. And last year, again, in the Conference Final, they won in Anaheim. St. Louis is playing its 15th Game 7. The Blues are 6-8. This is their first Game 7 since losing to Vancouver in 2003. Their last win, 1999. They beat Phoenix in overtime. Their coach was Joel Quenneville. Blackhawks players have been part of 62 Game 7s. The Blues, just 14. And six of those belong to Troy Brouwer, whose first Game 7 was as a member of the Blackhawks in Vancouver in 2011.
So if we isolate Troy Brouwer tonight, we win?
I think that would be a good start, yes. This is just the second time the Hawks and Blues have met in a Game 7. Last time, 1990, when the Hawks crushed the Blues 8-2 at Chicago Stadium.
Doesn't have to be 8-2 tonight.
No, we'd settle for
7-2.
7-2.
Yeah.
One other note, this will be the 162nd Game 7 in Stanley Cup playoff history. One out of every four has been decided in overtime. When they go to overtime, the home team has 120 and the visiting team has 120. So whatever home ice advantage there might be when the game starts disappears once they've completed 60 minutes.
That's good. That's a good Hawkopedia. That's good information.